Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
More than 40% of people in the United States said they never answer unknown calls. The reason? Spam calls.
Melissa, I don't answer them, do you?
No. I am at my wit's end when it comes to robocalls.
Are you getting a lot of them?
Melissa, I get no joke, and this is not an exaggeration, at least 15 a day.
What?
Yes. It is unreal.
How is that even possible?
I don't know. Probably a few weeks ago, I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm at my wit's end. I'm sick of this. I am doing whatever it takes to stop this. So I go online and I Google. And first thing that pops up is the do not call registry.
Right.
And I was like, perfect. Well, the do not call registry is a government organization. And if you may or may not have noticed,
government shutdown.
Over the last few weeks, our government has been shut down.
Okay.
So, on the day that I was like, I'm finally taking action, I was reminded that, oh, I cannot until the government goes back to work. So,
okay.
I was like, oh my gosh, what is going on? And then I read about a bipartisan bill that has been designed to crack down on overseas robocalls, advanced through a key committee just on Tuesday.
Okay.
Is the Foreign Robocall Elimination Act. It would create a new public-private interagency task force to the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, to study and recommend executive and congressional action on robocalling operations based outside the U.S., which you have to imagine a majority of these robocalls are coming from there, right? Like coming from probably overseas.
Somewhere, I would think so.
It is straight up terrorism. I'm just gonna say
what?
That. Robocalls are terrorism because it is the
gosh.
Most annoying thing in the world. The FCC has already cracked down on 1,200 phone providers over spam calls already, but obviously there's still a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, well, and it may never be done.
Don't say that, Mel.
That's just the way this world works.
I literally have 133 voicemails in my phone right now.
And they're leaving voicemails.
They're leaving voicemail.
Why don't you delete those?
Well, one of those messages, 132, because one of those messages is from my parents wishing me a happy birthday the other day.
I think it's time to go through your phone.
I do it, and I'm blocking the numbers when I do. But that's the thing. These robocalls, they're smart. With that said, I think for AI versus Austin today, robocalls are just maybe they're just misunderstood, or at least they could be more fun. I'm going to help out these robocallers.
Good luck with that.
We'll pit me up against an actual robo, AI, coming up next. They say if you can't beat them, join them. And that's the way I feel about robocalls. Guys, I am at my wit's end with the number of robocalls I receive in a day.
No kidding. Getting this 15?
At least, yeah,
jeez,
on average. And I unfortunately cannot add my name to the Do Not Call registry right now because the government is shut down and that is a government affiliation.
Oh, boy.
So I figured, you know what? why don't I at least help the robocalls to make them more fun calls to answer?
Mm.
So I have got some opening lines for these robocalls to use that would give you at least somewhat of a chuckle or enjoyment out of answering these calls.
All right.
Okay, so I've come up with a list of opening lines. AI has come up with a list, and I'm going to pit them head-to-head, and all I want you guys to do is just tell me which one you like better, okay?
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, round one. Here is the first robocall opening line.
Good news. You've qualified for a free, awkward conversation.
Okay.
Interesting. I'm hanging up immediately the second someone says good news, but okay.
All right, now here is the second one.
Hi, I'm a robot, but, you know, like a cool one. I use sarcasm in everything.
I kind of like number two.
I like number two.
You like number two?
Yes.
Was that AI or Austin? That was me.
All right.
Off to a good start. All right, round two. Here is the first robocall.
See, I'm already suspicious if a robocall is telling me something's a scam. So I don't
even
love
if
that.
They, yeah, say it isn't.
Yeah. Even if they're honest. But they're honest, you know?
Okay.
All right, and here's the second one.
Attention, this robocall is coming from inside your house. Ew. Yeah, I'm kidding, but could you imagine?
Oh, I do like, could you imagine, number one. Number two, kind of fitting.
Halloween
season, Scream.
Yeah, I definitely like the second one better.
Yeah, let's go number two again.
Is it AI or Austin? It's me!
All right.
Oh, man, if I sweep the robocall, like the actual robot and
Are
AI
you
on this.
A robocaller?
Yeah, wait a minute.
No, guys, it's just I've received enough of them to where I could do this in my sleep. All right, last round, going for the sweep here. Who has the better robocall opening line, myself or AI? Here is robocall number one.
Okay,
you know what? At least they knew I was going to hang out.
Yeah, a little self-awareness there.
I like that.
All right, and here's the second one.
If you're hearing this message, congratulations. You've officially ignored all of your real friends that are with you right now.
I would have hung up by the time you said
congratulations.
I know. I was like, oh, no.
Just like good news. It's never coming my way.
Think about how many things we've actually won, but we've hung up on because we just assumed it was a robocall, right?
Totally.
I would go with number one on this one.
Yep.
Number one, is it AI or Austin? That's me!
Hey, you got the clean sweep
clean
today!
Sweep. You know what? That makes me feel only a fraction better than I did after receiving all of these robocalls.
Do you feel a little more sympathetic to the robocallers now?
No, not at all. I hate them. I want to destroy them. I want to go all Sarah Connor on them.
I was about to say, you want to destroy something that you're good at? You've become your enemy.
Oh my gosh. If you can't beat them, join them! You guys ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Let's play some ones.
Gotta.
Go.
One's Gotta Go is brought to you by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services.
Zzzzt.
Get your text messages into our text line, 312-946-4995. Send us a couple of options that you think would be difficult to pick between, and we're going to tell you which one has got to go. And joining us today is our dear friend, it's Miss Stacy in Valpo. Stacy, how are you this morning?
Fantastic. How are you guys?
Really good.
So fantastic.
You ready to play some One's Gotta Go?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's go, Kyle.
From a 219 texter, One's Gotta Go. Having to walk around with a rock in your shoe all day or having your voice crack in every conversation you have for a day? Which one's gotta go, Stacy?
Rock in my shoe.
Why is that?
I've had a rock in my shoe and I can't stand it.
Okay, fair.
And the voice cracking would be kind of funny. Everybody could laugh at me.
Yeah, that's true.
Melissa?
Yeah, the rock in the shoe does happen quite often when, you know, you're outside, like in flip-flops or something. Super annoying. The other thing, I don't even care. My voice cracks right. It just cracked right now.
That's true.
Well aware.
Yeah.
Austin?
Okay.
Look, I don't need to be any worse at this job than I already am. All right? And I don't need to be going all Peter Brady. Shut up. So I'm saying the voice cracking's got to go. I'll take the rock in the shoe because eventually, after a time, like it becomes one with you. It becomes a little game that you play with your feet. You know, you roll the rock between your toes and everything.
Okay.
No.
No, but yeah, hey, whatever you want.
Why don't you guys stop?
Whatever floats your boat. Okay, from a 914 texter, one's got to go. The number 11 being called 1T1? Or the number 12 being called 1T2? Which one's got to go, Stacey?
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. Fantastic.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess 11 being called 1T1.
Okay, that one's got to go.
I don't know why.
Okay, that's fair.
I don't
Austin?
Know why.
Man, there's a lot of things that rhyme with 11, so it'd be tough to get rid of that. I would hate to do that, but 1T1 makes me laugh so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And this is might be my favorite one's got to go question ever. So I'm saying 12 being known as 1T2 has got to go.
Okay.
Give me 1T1.
Melissa?
These are both so good. I'm going to strictly go on the fact that 11's one of my favorite numbers.
Interesting.
I mean, 1T1 is one of my favorite numbers.
Thank you.
1T1.
So I'm going to say 1T2 has got to go.
Okay. Last one just for you today, Stacey. And this one's a little bit more normal.
Why wouldn't you just say 1T?
I don't know. Sounds like way too easy.
Or 2T.
Right?
From an 815 texter, one's got to go. Lifetime supply of alcohol of your choice or lifetime supply of gas for your vehicle? Stacey, which one's got to go?
Oh, I guess a lifetime supply of alcohol has got to go.
Okay, you'd much rather have the gas?
Absolutely. I'm not much of a drinker. I can't handle my alcohol too good.
Uh-huh.
Gas is expensive right now.
That's true.
Good point.
I thought she was going to say so that way because she could save all that money from gas and spend it on alcohol.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Austin.
Melissa.
We have an email for Dear Melissa and Austin from Amanda in Clarendon Hills, who's worried about her husband's dreams and if they mean more than what he's saying they are.
Ooh. Okay.
Amanda, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I don't want to sound crazy, but my boyfriend starts talking, like legit, like sleep talking. And, you know, he said some other girl's name. And then after that, he literally said, "I'm sorry, baby. She doesn't mean anything."
Oh, weird.
And I stood up in my bed. I was like, wait, what? I didn't say anything until like the next day when we woke up.
Okay.
And he just like laughed it off and told me I was like overthinking and that I'm crazy, which I don't want to feel like I am. But, you know, when I was in college, I got a BA in behavioral psychology. And one of the things that we studied is that your subconscious, it actually, like people with PTSD, like they have it like deep embedded into their like system, where sometimes it won't get expressed throughout the day, but it will come out like in a dream.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's how humans work.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I'm not a psychology major by any means.
No, you're not.
I mean, is there any chance that it is? Get out of here. Is there any chance that it isn't real? That people can have dreams like that and it doesn't mean anything?
So here's the thing. The other thing is that just because I'm hearing this and I'm making it personal, like it's against me, like I said, like PTSD or like any kind of thing that you hide in your subconscious could be from the past. So this could maybe actually be another girlfriend he had that he was cheating on, and your brain, it'll just bring up things from 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And this is how it works.
I feel like there's probably things hidden deep within all of our subconsciouses mm-hmm. that if given the chance, we would never act on.
Well, yeah.
You know, so I do think there is a disconnect there. There's not just because it is rooted deep within your subconscious, which I do think is, you know, there's an important aspect of that, but that's a far path from actually acting on it.
I have had dreams, for example, oh, this might be too much information, but like there was somebody that I just did not like, and I had a dream that we were kissing.
Ew.
And I woke up so grossed out. So
it wasn't me, was it?
No.
Okay, good.
I like you.
Oh. Ew.
And anyway, and I mean I didn't want to have anything to do with that person.
Yeah.
And yet I had that dream and I woke up so disgusted.
Right.
So that's why I feel like you're probably worrying for nothing.
What do I do then? Because like I said, this wasn't the first time. I think this was like the third time it just happened again.
And eventually, I think it'll just stop happening.
Yeah.
You just need to go sleep in another room so you don't hear it. And then in a couple weeks, come back and see if it's over.
So if I do a little research, and please guys, don't think I'm so crazy, okay? But if I do a little research and there's a Sabrina in his office, I'm going to go AWOL.
Oh, well, my gosh. Yeah. Well, you can go ahead and do your research. Hopefully your research will turn up to be no Sabrina.
I hope so.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Listen, Amanda, we want to thank you so much for calling us. We appreciate it.
Well, talking to you guys made me feel a little less crazy, so thank you.
Of course.
Okay. Go find Sabrina.
Yeah. We're here to either make you feel less crazy or more crazy. Either way.
Right.
Yeah.
Either way.
If you need any advice, email me, Melissa at us99.com or Austin at us99.com.
What was your never-ending saga? 312-946-4995, whether it be a renovation or construction on your home, maybe a divorce, a college degree. What was your never-ending saga? 312-946-4995. The reason we bring this up is because our very own Melissa McGurn is going through her own never-ending saga.
It's literally driving me absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to do. I feel like I keep saying this. I'm getting there. But I've had fleas. They come around in the fall, which I didn't know.
You,
never had fleas. Not me personally.
Your dog had fleas. Yeah, we should clarify that.
Not me personally. But, you know, fleas come around in the fall, which I didn't even know. Never had this problem before. And they took over my house before I even knew it. So now it's been 9 weeks.
Oof.
And I've spent probably close to $2,000.
Goodness, Mel.
With exterminators and carpet cleaners and throwing out rugs and having to buy new rugs, which aren't open yet, and exterminators again and spraying the yard and you name it. It's been a vet. Been going to the vet. It's been crazy. So it's been this never-ending saga.
Sure.
So it makes me think, like, what is that one thing in your life that it just wouldn't quit?
It just would not end. It just felt like it went on forever. And maybe it's still going on.
And it drags on no matter how much you throw at it. You know, that kind of thing that makes you question your sanity.
Yeah.
Because it just keeps going on and
on. Right.
So what is your never-ending saga?
312-946-4995. Call in and share yours. I can imagine like a long, drawn-out, like, divorce. Or a
I know two people who had that.
Honestly, the renovation project that like seemed to go on forever. Whatever.
You meant to go to school for 4 years. It ended up taking you 8. College.
You're right. We call those doctors, but sometimes you're not a doctor. It just took
it
you that
still
long
took
to get
you
there.
8 years to get through it.
312-946-4995. Something in your life that was just never ending. It would just went on and on and on. We want to hear about it next. Can you top Mel's 9 weeks of fleas? Oof.
Sounds disgusting, but I swear I'm clean.
312-946-4995. I'm thinking like maybe like the flooding of a basement or something. And then just to get that all cleaned out.
Like
and,
it would take forever to get out of mold or something.
312-946-4995. Call in and share your never-ending saga. That's next right here on Melissa and Austin. Michelle in Villa Park.
What is your never-ending saga?
Oh, my God. It was terrible. I've got four daughters. They were in private school. Every fall, we'd get the letter home saying, there's lice in the classroom.
Lice?
Every fall?
It seemed like every fall. And every fall, I'd be like, oh, my God, I'm so great. We didn't get it. We didn't get it. And then we did.
Oh, my gosh.
Melissa. Stop it.
It's probably like how you felt with the fleas, except it's on us.
Oh,
ew.
Gosh, that's so hard. Wait. And it, trust me, I know that it has nothing to do with cleanliness. It can take somebody like a coat jumping onto another kid's coat.
In your sake, maybe, Mel.
But get out of here.
Yes. I mean, that was it. And they'd all be, you know, everyone would have it. The whole classroom would have it. You'd have to have, the girls would have to get checked every morning in the office. It was a big deal.
Did you also get the lice?
Oh, my God. So it's terrible because I was getting phantom itches everywhere.
Yes.
Because that's just what happens. And I was having my husband check me, like, I swear, every half hour. I'm like, I swear I have it. I have it. I have it. And he's like, you don't. You don't. Oh, my God. I've checked. I've checked. I'm like, check again. And then all of a sudden he went quiet. And I was like, oh, my God. And I ended up having one.
Oh, my gosh.
I still feel so disgusting that this happened to us.
Yeah, you don't even factor in the psychology of it all, of like just messing with your brain, of like whether you have it or not, like it's, you constantly feel like you do.
I would go absolutely bonkers.
Yeah.
Well, there it is. Michelle's never-ending saga.
Yeah, Michelle, thank you for calling and sharing. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Love listening to you.
Love you.
Jake in Oak Lawn.
What's your never-ending saga?
Maggots on the garbage cans.
Ooh, ooh.
You couldn't get rid of maggots, huh?
I used to have a pressure washer and I never used it, and it broke the last time I used it, so I threw it away. So about 2 months ago, go to take the garbage out at 6 in the morning on a Monday or a Tuesday morning, and they're covering the garbage can. We're like, I can't even touch it.
Oh, oh my gosh. I didn't even know that was possible.
So I grabbed the garden hose right there, rinsed them, just sprayed them off so I got to go to work so I could take them out, put some gloves on, took them out. On the way home, I picked up another pressure washer, spent like 2 hours by the street with bleach just... They looked like brand new garbage cans. A week later, covered in maggots again.
No!
Get out of here!
What is going on?
Did that again, and then I think I was good for a couple weeks. About 2 weeks ago, it was like a rainy morning, and went to go take out the garbage cans. I walked out the door. The garbage cans are about 20 feet from the door on the other side of the garage door. The entire ground and all the way up to my front door was maggots.
Oh my gosh! Stop!
Like, I didn't even know how to get to it.
Oh my gosh, jeez. What in the world? Is it still going on?
I cleaned them again, and maybe the weather is helping. I haven't had any. I think it's never happened until we had the baby diapers.
No way.
And there is a hole in the top of the garbage can after research, and flies might go in the hole and then they start laying eggs or something. I don't know. It's
goodness.
Not something like fun. I don't get grossed out by stuff, but
yeah,
I don't like maggots.
Yeah, no, nobody, oh yeah, nobody likes
you
maggots.
Poor
my
thing.
Goodness.
I mean, I feel like I'd rather have the fleas. Oh my God.
We appreciate you calling, Jake. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jake.
Yep. You guys have a good one.
All right, Mel. Maggots, fleas, or lice? Which would you rather have?
My gosh. Which one would I rather have? The lice, I guess. I don't know. Want any of them.
It's Melissa and Austin on US 99. And finally, the producer is going to be put in the hot seat. All week long, Austin and I have been going head to head to figure out who is more compatible with Melissa in the workplace, that is. And right now, we welcome back our matchmaker, Amy Rose from 3 Day Rule. Amy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. I have the privilege and honor to interview you as a potential match for your coworker, Melissa. When you communicate with your coworkers, what type of communication style do you prefer? Some people like emails, text messages, face-to-face. Talk to me a little bit about that.
I definitely prefer face-to-face so we can get all messages across a little bit clearer and hash out ideas. Backup is usually on text, obviously, with our jobs. It's a little bit tougher to always be together, so the texts can kind of work. But overall, I would say face-to-face.
Perfect. How do you work in this environment typically? Do you find that you brainstorm, come up with ideas, and then show up, or with your own thought process? Do you find that you like to come to meetings with ideas already established?
I would say a little bit of both. I prefer to have a couple of ideas laid out so we can get the ball rolling, or at least having a vague idea of what something I would want to do for the show is, and then see where it goes from there. I would say rarely do I have an idea fully fleshed out. I like to collaborate with ideas and kind of see how others think it can get better.
Perfect. And then if you could create your ideal coworker in three words or three sayings, what would they be?
Hardworking, I'm going to include one. Collaborative, and I would say patient.
Perfect. Do you like to have fun at work? Talk to me a little bit about the fun aspect.
Oh, I prefer to have fun at work. We have a very fun job, and I love to remind people of that. Obviously, there are times where we have to be serious and kind of focus a little bit more, but that just comes to finishing a task. In the end, we should be having more fun than being stressed with it.
I love that.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you think I should know, or things we maybe didn't hit upon that would make you an excellent coworker for Melissa in this match?
I'm not trying to butter you up, Amy. I just think, you know, I love Melissa. She's fantastic. I know Austin probably said some like mean things about her. I never would. She's fantastic. And it's a privilege working with her every day.
Aw. Well, thank you so much for your time. I'm really excited to review all of these things. If I have additional questions, I'll reach out. But otherwise, I'm looking forward to working on these alignments on this perfect match for Melissa as a coworker. And I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Amy. And tomorrow's the big day. Who is Melissa more compatible with? We will find out this time tomorrow on Melissa and Austin. Melissa!
Austin.
You want to get to some great news?
I certainly do. It is time for the Great at 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Lose weight like me. You are also going to feel great. Visit feelgreatillinois.com. And it's a great
South Elgin, the South E Dub.
What's your great news?
I am in my last year of teaching. I'm retiring at the end of the year.
Stop.
Congratulations.
Kate. That's incredible. How many years have you been teaching?
This is my 35th year.
Come on.
Oh, my goodness. Good for you. What do you teach?
I teach 7th grade science.
Oh, that's awesome. That's got to be so much fun. All right, so...
It is so much fun.
What school do you teach at?
I teach at Westfield Community School in Algonquin.
In Algonquin. Okay, so what are you going to do when you retire? What's the first thing on your plans?
Sleep in?
Sleep in a little bit. I'm hoping maybe we take a trip.
Okay.
And then I have a list of other ideas.
I'm sure you do have a list.
Yeah, what's on the list?
I have, like, doing the simple things like... subbing for other teachers.
Oh, but that's not retiring.
No, it isn't, but it does help pay the bills. But I also have being the person who marks your receipt when you go out of Costco.
Oh my gosh. Yes. That's what
you would be a great job.
You want to do that?
I would love to do that. That's like my dream job.
Okay.
You know why? There's no pressure.
Yeah.
There's zero pressure in doing that.
You just stand there and do your job. Do have to count the things, and you have to check and make sure the cart, you know, it's here. Do we have everything? Nice. All the big purchase items? Yeah.
Anybody can do that.
I ask you this, Kate?
Yes.
Do you have a decent amount of drawing skills in you? Because my favorite thing about those people is whenever I've got my two little girls with me at Costco and we're walking out, they'll always draw like a fun little picture on the back of the receipt. Can you draw like a good smiley face or something like that?
I can do the little smiley face with the little spiky hair on the top and the little bubble feet.
Oh, that's cute.
That's good enough for me. Good enough for me. I just need to keep them distracted until the amount of time it takes to get from the front door to our car. So that'll work.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Well, we wish you congratulations. That is, in fact, great news. And yeah. I love to hear that you're finally getting to retire after 35 years.
Yeah, congratulations. We love our teachers here, and we are so appreciative that for all you do, especially for doing it for 3.5 decades. That means the absolute world to us. So thank you.
Yes, thank you. And thank you for all your support.
Oh my gosh, of course. We do love our teachers.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you at Costco.
Right? We'll see you there.
Thanks for the call, Kate. Congratulations.
Thanks so much. Thank you, and have a great day.
You too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
How did you get in trouble at work? 312-946-4995.
We got in trouble at work.
Yeah.
Again.
We stepped in. Yeah, for the second time. Because we brought this up before. You may or may not remember it, but our company has this like deal with Uber. Right?
It's a business Uber.
It's a corporate account, and they sent out a mass email to everyone in the company and said, hey, when taking Uber, use our corporate account. You know, I'm sure the company gets some sort of kickback or whatever, and there's some sort of advantage there. But so we started doing it. And then they did, earlier this year, when we brought it up last, they did an audit. How many times people use the Ubers.
And they literally sent out a message to everybody who'd been using it with a list of how many times they'd use it. So the list was pretty long on some of those.
Yeah, I was a big contributor
you
to that list.
You were.
I think I used the most of anyone among the US 99 crew. And you had to go in and you had to list like why you took the Uber, and for what reason. They were all work-related Ubers. Let that be known. I would switch to my personal account if I was using a personal Uber. But
at that point, we got in trouble and they were saying, you cannot be using Uber for this, this. And now you have to pay for it first and then you get reimbursed. So they were not happy.
Yeah. So they changed up the system, right? Well, we just got word again that they're cracking down even more on the Ubers. And we got in trouble again for just using it the way they told us to use it. But we got in trouble. And so now we have to be extremely conservative with how we use our Uber accounts.
I thought we were, but...
Yeah, I thought
too. Well.
Yeah, I guess not.
You get in trouble at work sometimes and you don't even mean to do it.
Got an Uber hard slap on the wrist from our company. But how did you get in trouble at work? 312-946-4995. We know you got stories. And this is a safe place to share them. If you want to call in anonymously, you can do so. We will be more than happy to make it anonymous.
Maybe you were playing your music too loud. Maybe you were a few minutes late every day. You got in trouble at work.
Maybe you were stealing some of the product. You know, like those breadsticks at Olive Garden. Trust me, Mel and I both used to be servers there. Yeah. We get it. 312-946-4995. How did you get in trouble at work? Again, 312-946-4995. Penny and Joliet.
How did you get in trouble at work?
I broke my supervisor's finger. She kept putting it in my face, and I told her not to do it again. She did again, so I grabbed it and I broke her finger.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow,
oh, my gosh.
Penny. Why was she putting...
I warned her.
Why was she putting her finger in your face?
Apparently, she thought that she was my mother and I was her child or something. At the time, I was working for a service that takes care of individuals with mental and physical disabilities.
Yeah.
And we had a client that used to have pica. That means he would put anything and everything in his mouth and swallow it.
Ooh.
She said, well, you need to put Clyde in his room because, you know, he had eaten some screws. You don't put a grown man in his room and time out because of a disability that he had.
Oh, right.
You know?
Okay.
She said, you need to put him in the room. She put her finger in my face. I said, don't put your finger in my face. She said, what are you going to do? And she did it again. So I broke her finger.
Oh my gosh. And then what happened after that?
Yeah.
I got fired.
Oh my gosh. I got fired. It doesn't sound like you have any regrets for getting fired.
I certainly don't, but I still go back and visit my clients.
I guess they have a zero tolerance rule for breaking your supervisor's finger at that company.
Actually, it was for insubordination, for not listening.
Oh, wow. What?
Fired.
At least be honest.
Well, yeah. She shouldn't put her finger in your face.
Yeah.
I bet you she won't do it no more than nobody else.
I bet you she won't either. You taught her a lesson.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. Penny, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate
it. Thanks, Penny.
You too. You guys have a good day, honey.
You too. Amy in Chicago.
How'd you get in trouble at work?
Well, I got a new boss principal at the school I worked at. And one day I went home and I put on Facebook, I never thought I'd hate my job, but today I do. And a friend posted, who do you want me to take out for you? LOL. And I said, my boss, haha.
Oh, no.
Well, somehow, my principal got into my Facebook and told the whole school that I was threatening his life.
Oh my gosh.
Come on.
Did he not read the ha-ha?
I know. It didn't matter. He was out to get me to leave. He wanted anybody who worked there a long time to get rid of them so that they could get somebody who was paid less.
Yeah,
you see,
of course.
You hear about that a lot.
Oh, yeah. That's every industry right there.
Oh, my gosh. You stayed working there, I hope.
No. In fact, I decided to retire early, and he left the week after I...
Oh, no.
Oh, ha-ha to him.
Yeah.
My goodness. If I got in trouble for the number of times I complained about Melissa on my social media, I would be right there with you. Amy.
But he always responds with ha-ha, yeah. So he's fine.
Yeah, it's always a ha-ha at the end. That's
right. You got to let him know you're kidding.
Yeah, exactly. The legalities of it. Well, listen, Amy, thank you so much for calling and sharing. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you.
Time is 8:35-ish, which means it is time for the 5 at 8:35. It's a very fitting name. Today, we are joined by Alexandria in Maryville and Jacqueline in Twin Lakes. Jacqueline, why don't you say hello to Alexandria?
Hi there, Alexandria.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Now that seems you guys are a little awkward with that.
Don't get too close. You guys are about to be pitted up against each other.
And we'll see how this one goes because you know this is a biggie. This is McHenry Music Festival tickets for 2026, Kane Brown and Hardy, courtesy of McHenry Music Festival with the 5 at 8:35. We've got 5 country questions. The rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel ready?
Yes.
All right. With all that said, let's play. Question number one. Finish the name of this Luke Bryan song. Sunrise, sunburn, what?
Sunset.
Your name is your buzzer.
Alexandria. Oh, my name, Jacqueline.
Alexandria.
What?
Sunset repeat.
Is it sunset repeat?
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline, your guess?
Sunset.
Is it sunset? Yes, technically it is.
I guess you can't say sunset repeat.
We needed just sunset on that one. So Jacqueline leads 1-0.
Question number two.
Woo-hoo.
Blake Shelton previously was a judge for which television singing competition show?
Alexandria.
Ooh.
I think it was Alexandria.
Alexandria started her name first, just barely. She got her name in just barely.
It's The Voice.
Is it The Voice? It is. All right, all tied up, one apiece. Question number three. What country artist is featured singing the hook on one of rapper Eminem's songs called Somebody Save Me?
Alexandria. Jelly Roll.
Is it Jelly Roll?
Oh.
It is. Alexandria leads 2-1.
Here we go. Question number four. What does the acronym for the channel CMT stand for?
Alexandria.
Is it Country Music Television? It is. Alexandria, you're going to McHenry Music Festival.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Oh, my,
oh my gosh. That was awesome.
Oh,
Jacqueline, we've got still tickets for the McHenry Music Festival tomorrow with the 58835, so you can call back.
You were right there with those answers. You knew them. You just not quick enough.
I know. I'm walking into work, so I had to be discreet.
Oh, yeah, right. And you know, it's distracting.
You don't want to get in trouble in work, just like based off of the stories that we just shared. Yeah.
I just heard it. Yeah. I'm like in Costco, and they have forklifts going all over the place. I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to get busted.
That is great. That is great.
We'll try incognito again tomorrow.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.